like this, what I'm getting ready to say. I'm not endorsing it, but as a surveyor, I've run across plenty of traps where trappers are trapping animals. I've seen lots of them in my 43 years of surveying. And they put a piece of meat in that trap. So the raccoon or the muskrat or the beaver, whatever. I don't think a beaver would eat meat, but something, some kind of carnivore, a fox, will come and, ooh. And they grab that meat, and they're trapped. I think it's cruel. But then he shows up later, and then he kills him. I think it's cruel. Now, I've done that to mice. You know, I've killed lots of mice. But they're dirt bags. You know? Anyway, and there's jillions of them. But I have, you know, lived in places where just had problems with mice. You know, just certain parts of town and certain parts of the country, you just have problems with mice. So anyway, and so we had lived in this one house in West Tulsa one time. It was the only brick house on the street, by the way. And just mice all the time. And so I finally won the battle. And I would set me out a trap or two. And I'd put Velveeta cheese in it. Mm. They like Velveeta cheese. Mm. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, you hear, snap! Thump, 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 flap, 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 thump, thump, thump. And there, you go out there and there'd be a mouse, you know, still maybe alive or not. And I'd take that trap and open it up, go to the walk to the bathroom with it. I don't care if it's alive or not. Yeah, that's right. And but I was humane, and I'd open that trap, and they'd drop into the water and the toilet, and I'd flush them down, and they're gone. Okay? Well, that's what the devil does. He sets you up a trap with some Velveeta cheese. That's what he does. It's something that looks good. You know, poison is always delivered in a format that you want. And so the poison of the misappropriation of God's word is always delivered with enticing words. We hear it all the time. All the time. I'm a regular viewer of other preachers on social media. That would be YouTube, Facebook, so on and so forth. And in the past, it would be watching them on TV or listening to their cassette tapes. So on and so forth. And I do at times listen to what I deem the bad guys. Because you got to know what they're saying. You know, you're supposed to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So, and sometimes when I watch, and they're good Christian men, good Christian men and women, but they just say stupid, wrong things. And they sound good. For instance, here we go. Here's a good one. I won't tell this person's name. This individual was talking about Jesus being raised from the dead, okay? And she, that's all I'll give away. I'll give away the gender. It's not who you think it is. I know Joyce Meyer just popped in a bunch of people's heads, and it wasn't Joyce Meyer, okay? It wasn't Joyce Meyer. It's one of the second-tier ones, anyway. And she was talking about Jesus being raised from the dead. And the area of using your confession to appropriate the promises of God by faith. And that's something that you do. For instance, if you are believing God to be healed, you don't say, gosh, you don't keep saying, I wish I was healed, I wish I was healed, I wish I was healed. You're going to die. You're going to die. Okay? No, I am healed. You're going to get the word of God in your lips. Just like Jesus did in when he was in the wilderness tempted of the devil. The devil came at him. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, he was in all points tempted like as we are. So that's the 3 points, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And that's the three categories that the devil came at him with. And he tempted him. He said, and every time he said, he knew he's hungry. He hadn't eaten 40 days. He said, well, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to be made to bread. And you know what Jesus said? He didn't say, I'm God. I'm God. You can't talk to me that way. You can't talk about me that way. I'm God. I can do anything I want. No, he said, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is written. He quoted the word of God to him. Then the next temptation, and that's one I hope I can get to read and talk about. He said, then so the devil comes at him this way. He thinks he's going to outsmart Jesus. And he outsmarts a lot of Christians, okay? Then he says, okay. He takes him up on a high pinnacle. He says, if you be the Son of God, jump off of here. And Jesus said, and then he quotes the scripture. He quotes Psalms 91, verses 11 through 12 to Jesus. He quotes the scripture to him. He quotes the scripture to him. He uses the word of God at him. The devil uses the word. He uses the Bible. And Jesus answers with, and what it was, he says, for he shall give his angels charge over you to hold you up in their hands to keep from dashing your foot against a stone. And you know what Jesus said? He quoted out of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You see? He said, it is written. So Jesus didn't contest the scripture that was said to him. He countered it with the correct one. No, you don't tempt God. You don't do stupid stuff. Here's something that's stupid. Okay?
You have to drink my coffee. We got to take a break here in a minute.
And I've said, no, quit saying that, Lee. In times, and even now, people question me. They say, like, we'll pray. Anyway, we'll pray for them to be healed. And then they'll ask, and if they ask me this question, here's the answer I give them every time. We'll pray the prayer, thank you, Father. I'm using Monica as an example. I'm not saying you do this. I don't think you would. But anyway, but I'm going to pick on Monica. I haven't picked on her yet anyway. So, but Monica says, Lee, you know, I've been diagnosed with cervical cancer. You don't have cervical cancer in Jesus' name. Anyway, will you pray with me? I said, sure. I'd be glad to. So I obey the Bible. Maybe if I have some oil or something, we do. If you, if they're sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. And anointing them with oil, laying their hands on them, to pray the prayer of faith, and they shall be healed. So maybe we do that. Lay hands on you. Jesus said to do that. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so, and I say, Monica, you're healed. And then Monica says to me, she pauses and she thinks, because the devil comes immediately to steal the word, and he says, you're not healed. You better go to the doctor. And Monica says, Lee, do you think I ought to go to the doctor? You know what my answer is going to be? Yep. Yeah, you better go, because you're not in faith. If you really believe God that you were healed, remember the story I told about Kathy last time I was here? How she was diagnosed with that incompetent cervix. And she said, what do you think I ought to do? I said, well, think right now. You ought to just lie in bed and feed on the word until you have faith to get up out of bed. And it took her a few days, but she did. And I won't repeat the story, but it worked. She went full term, didn't have the surgery the doctor recommended. And Matt is 42 years old, okay, doing the math. By the way, did you know that he was born either the same day or day before that Casey's older brother was in the same hospital?
How about that?
And we didn't know this, but until later when her father, Winston. Mm-hmm. Winston Curtis, he came in. I got to tell you, when he walked in, I thought, who is this guy? You can't judge a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's a tremendous man of God. He's wearing running shorts and socks that didn't match, whatever. You know, and old man shoes and a t-shirt that didn't fit. And I thought, but anyway, but before he went on, after I finished, and he went on, we just got to talking. And it turns out that he remembers this day, the day that my son was born. After it happened, I went down and it was having a meal, or maybe it was the day after. I went down to the cafeteria. This is Scott and White Hospital. It's the medical center of the Southwest. Huge hospital. Went down to the cafeteria, and it probably seats 200-300 people. I mean, the place was full, okay? And so there was two seats that were empty. And there was the other two people, and one of the guys says, turns out he was the CEO of the hospital. He says, you're welcome to sit with me. Okay, I sit there, and in walks Winston Curtis. And he takes that last seat, and we get to talking. Shh, forgot all about him till that day we're talking. And we had met that day. That's a small world. Mm-hmm. That's a small world. Anyway, let's move on. So thank God, it wasn't Casey, but it was her brother. But So let's move on. So Monica says, do you think I ought to go doctor? The answer is yes. Because if you have to ask that question, well, you really ought to go. And then feed on the word and build up your faith. And that's a mistake a lot of Christians say. No, you need to believe God. Well, yeah, you do. But you got to walk in wisdom. All right? So anyway, the reason people don't get healed and their prayers aren't answered, the main reason is because of unbelief. Are we ready for
You're ready.
Let's do it right now.
We do have several prayer requests. I can get them over here. This first one is we've been asked to pray for Kaylin, which is Monica's bonus daughter, mm-hmm. who will be in court today mm-hmm. because of a traffic ticket, and we're believing in favor in that particular case. Monica's holding her hand up. No?
It's not a traffic ticket. It's felony trafficking charges.
Oh.
Okay.
No problem. Misunderstood the... Okay. Trafficking of some sort.
Doesn't matter. Cancer's just like a cold to God.
Okay. Then we want to pray for our military men and women who've been deployed to Poland. We have several local, I'd call them kids, they're not very old, some of them, who are in the service that have been deployed over there, sons and grandsons of people in our area. And then we want to pray for Michaela and Luke Doherty's new baby who arrived yesterday, and he's having pulmonary hypertension and will be in the NICU for the next few days.
Okay.
And then Bonita McCullough. She's getting to come home. She's been in Florida for off and on for, I'm thinking, the last 9 months or so with surgeries and things. And she's been through an incredible journey, but we're believing this was her final trip home and that she is healed completely of all these things that she's had to deal with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you kept up with Bonita?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I saw her, I guess, just before she left Florida. I don't think it was 9 months ago, but it was...
It's been a year, has it?
Gosh, time flies. Well, mm-hmm. I ran into her
uh-huh.
like three times in succession within several weeks. She worked at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and then so I saw her there, and then going there looking for her. Walmart to me here in Elk City is like 7-Eleven. It's like Hutch's. You know, I need this, and I'll just go in there. You know, and. You can buy toothpaste cheaper at Walmart than you can at the convenience store. Anyway, so. And I would run into hey, Bonita.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had a word for her. And it was always about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until the last time I saw her that she was telling me about just the seriousness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know what's going on. So mm-hmm. then the third time was at Hutch's. She pulled in to get gas. Who comes walking out the door? Bonita. Okay. All right, Bunny, I said, and at first I greeted her, and I'll tell you what, I was coming out and she was going in. That's right, I was going out, I was done, paid for my gas and was walking out. And I thought, no, this is God, I need to talk to her right now. So I walk in there, I just gave her the word of God and told her that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Every tongue that's risen against you, like I always pray for these prayers. Every diagnosis. And then I quoted the scripture to her. And I quoted to her right out of Jeremiah 22, and it doesn't matter, and Ezekiel 36. And it's really talking about the new birth. And I says, but this is the word of the Lord for you today. And this is when she told me about her, what was going on. Didn't know. I said, and this is what the Bible says, Bonita. A new heart will I give you.
Mm.
Woo, glory, man! It's like woo, and she, you know, and Anita's not a real emotional person. She's just kind of stone faced, and you know, she's glad to see you, but it's hey, you know, uh-huh. it's just the way she is, and stone faced. Just looked at me, okay? You ought to be jumping and shouting. I think God's talking to you right now, anyway. So, but that's just not her personality. She's just kind of flat, you know, which is a compliment, you know. That's good, but so. And a new heart will I give you, not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh.
Mm.
Woo, man.
And she received it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. In Hutch's, right in front of everybody. I mean, the cashiers are looking. Everybody just stopped looking at me. You know, and who cares if you're embarrassed? It's the last time I saw her. Monty, so we don't even pray for her. We'll just praise God. Thank Amen. You, Father, for Bonita.
Yes.
She's our sweet sister in the Lord, and Bonita, you're healed. And this is what else I told her. I quoted her out of Psalms 91. It says, well, long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Mm-hmm. That's what I told her. Whether she remembers or not, it doesn't matter. I do, and God remembers, and the real Bonita does. So let's deal with this in prayer. We want to pray for, let me just repeat these. I kind of got off track. Pray for, Kaylin. That's right.
Kaylin.
I'll save that one for last. And Ukraine last, because I'll probably make it, I'm probably editorialize. And so, Michaela and Luke Doherty's new baby. Does this baby have a name? Do we don't know? Doesn't matter.
Beckham. Beckham is his name.
Really?
Yes.
Beckham County. Okay. We're in Beckham County. Okay, that's great. I want to name all my kids after cities in Texas, Dallas and Austin, but Kathy wouldn't let me. So that's great. So Beckham, we're going to pray over Beckham, and he's going to have a quick journey in the NICU, which is the natal intensive care unit, uh-huh. right? Okay, uh-huh. All right. And so, but you know, with God, we know that Mary quoted about the Immaculate Conception, you know, being impregnated with the Son of God. She said, "Be it to me according to thy word, for with God nothing is impossible." Mm-hmm. And so, it doesn't matter if it's a flea or an elephant. Doesn't matter if it's cancer or if it's a cold. God can take care of it.
That's right.
God can do it. So we just thank you, Father, for Beckham Doherty, that his body is completely healed in Jesus' name, and he has a fast journey through the NICU. He's not dying. He's not going to have permanent afflictions because of this. I don't care what the doctors say. We stop that in the name of Jesus. We stop that in the name of Jesus. There are no... He's going to live a full term of life. He's going to be a healthy, happy, happy boy, girl, happy child.
It's a boy.
Boy who's going to play soccer and football and baseball and do band and going to play the flute.